From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The U.S. is announcing the suspension of hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid to Egypt. The move follows the ouster of Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi and the subsequent crackdown there by the country's military-backed government. Tamara Wittes is with the Saban Center for Middle East Policy at the Brookings Institution and says the suspension will not have much effect.
This is going to please nobody. But it allows them, in essence, to draw a line under the controversy that's been raging over U.S. foreign assistance to Egypt since the military takeover in July.
The U.S. provides $1.5 billion in aid to the country each year, much of it to the military. State Department says the U.S. will continue to withhold the aid till credible progress is made toward holding free and fair elections. President Obama has pegged Janet Yellen to be the next chair of the Federal Reserve, calling her one of the nation's foremost economists and policymakers. NPR's Craig Windham reports Obama has formally nominated Yellen to succeed Ben Bernanke, who retires in January.
Yellen credits Bernanke with helping lead the U.S. out of the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression.
The economy is stronger and the financial system sounder.
But Yellen says more needs to be done to bolster the economy and help those hardest hit by the recession.
Too many Americans still can't find a job and worry how they'll pay their bills and provide for their families.
If confirmed by the Senate, Yellen would be the first woman to head the Fed or any major central bank for that matter. She's expected to face resistance, though, from Republicans who oppose the Fed's bond buying strategy, which is aimed at holding down long-term interest rates. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Little sign Democrats and Republicans are any closer to agreement to end the government shutdown. President Obama met with Democrats at the White House today. Meeting with Democrats, the first of a number of scheduled meetings in coming days, the president plans to meet with Republicans tomorrow. The Pentagon is reviewing the backgrounds of detainees at the Guantanamo prison to determine whether they still present a threat to national security. Senior government officials will meet to consider classified intelligence on the detainees with an eye toward making some of the findings public. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the Obama administration is still trying to close the facility.
This week, the Defense Department appointed a new envoy, Paul Lewis, to work on shuttering the Guantanamo prison. Now comes word that an interagency group will relaunch periodic reviews to revisit whether any of the detainees there can be transferred to other countries or whether they need to be held indefinitely under the laws of war. President Obama instituted the reviews in 2011 as part of his plan to close the facility. 164 men remain at Guantanamo, and 84 of them have been cleared for release but have nowhere to go. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 26 points. The NASDAQ was down 17 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 was up a fraction. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says it is threatening to shut down three California poultry processing facilities linked to a salmonella outbreak that has left at least 278 people sickened across the country. The USDA says Foster Farms, owner of the facilities, has until tomorrow to tell the department how to fix the problem. Sampling by the agency in September showed raw chicken processed by the facility showed strains of salmonella that were linked to the outbreak. There's been no recall, but the Agriculture Department can halt production by withdrawing its meat inspectors. Three scientists will share the Nobel Prize in Chemistry this year for taking chemistry from the lab bench onto the computer. NPR's Richard Harris reports this work was pioneered decades ago.
Scientists Michael Levitt and Arya Warshall got together in the 1960s to take on an audacious idea. They set to work at the Weizmann Institute in Israel, trying to figure out how they could use the primitive computers of that era to mimic how large molecules are put together. They wrote a basic computer program to do that. Warshall went on to do postdoctoral research with Martin Karplis at Harvard, who substantially improved the computer simulations. Today, Warshall is at the University of Southern California, and Levitt is at the Stanford University Medical School. They share the honor with Karplis, and the three will split the prize money, which is worth about $1.2 million. Richard Harris, NPR News.
An heir to the Mars candy fortune is recovering after a car crash last week that claimed the life of an 86-year-old woman in another vehicle. According to Loudoun County Sheriff's officials, a Porsche SUV driven by 74-year-old Jacqueline Badger Mars crossed the center line of a highway, hitting a minivan. Passenger in the van, 86-year-old Irene Elsor of Huntsville, Texas, died in the crash. She was apparently not wearing a seatbelt. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.